Susan Brandt Ferguson raises her arms expectantly. 81 pairs of eyes are locked with hers.
Check your posture. Are you forward on your chair? Are your feet flat on the floor? Is your back tall? 1, 2, deep breath. Here we go.
This is the first time all band students, with their woodwinds and brass, some holding mallets for the percussion section, are rehearsing in one room. After putting down their instruments, they look at each other kind of stunned.
So different, right? But to be honest, for the time that we've had, you've made huge, amazing, and great progress.
Brandt Ferguson has been teaching concert band for 22 years in Sitka. She's a master at corralling elementary school energy into music. And she knows this moment well, that wall of sound when everyone plays together for the first time.
And some of you are a little quieter instruments than others, and so it's going to be a little while before they learn to control their sounds, but it'll happen. And together we're going to make great sounds together.
One of those quieter instruments is Bridget Ford's clarinet.
I'm going to do note C.
Ford chose this instrument after careful scrutiny.
It's not high pitch like the flute. It's not la, but it's not deep like the trombone. It's just natural. And it feels right for me to be playing it.
One of the hallmarks of the music education program in Sitka is that every student who wants to play an instrument can. While half the students here are using a new or loaned instrument acquired by their families, the other half is borrowing instruments from the district's inventory. And the question of which instrument is right for me is taken seriously. Brandt Ferguson gives them a chance to try out every instrument in the fourth grade. Some, like Cooper Lewin, got a jump start at home. His brother was playing the trumpet.
Then he let me try and I just absolutely just fell in love with it. I'm like, this is so fun. I couldn't wait until it started.
And after a few weeks of playing, Lewin has a good grasp now of how to hold his fingers on the valves and how to breathe.
I can't finish like the end, like where it goes, like the sheet's as white as gold. It's like a high C, it's weird.
But he intends to figure it out, which is exactly the attitude Brandt Ferguson cultivates with her students. Instead of telling them to practice their instrument, she tells them to play their instrument.
They really have to play out to develop a good sound from the beginning. You have to kind of let it all hang out at first and then refine it over time.
That includes rehearsal etiquette and learning how to listen to each other. After 2 weeks, I went back to fifth grade band, and there was a noticeable difference in this one important way. Rest. 81 fifth graders are starting and stopping together.
That was amazing. We had silence. It's funny because a long time ago you already knew how to not play your instrument, right? Like a month ago you knew how to not play your instrument, and then we were having a trouble not playing your instruments. But now we're figuring it out. I love it. Let's play line five.
Brandt Ferguson smiles hugely at her students. They have a long way to go, but with continued practice comes controlled playing. And perhaps, as happened to her, a love of music.
It was in middle school that I really, my heart, you know, started being in it. And I had a middle school music teacher that, it's the reason I'm a music teacher. And she's near and dear to my heart and is part of everything that I do every time I teach. I guess I hope that all of my students have experiences where they feel so much part of a group and that they matter so much.
And each one of those voices will matter when the Kiku Shaheen fifth graders take the stage for their first band performance on December 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.